episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
The July DMAR market trends data was released this week, and there are two notable trends. The first, when comparing 2021 to pre-COVID 2019, our seasonality is falling back into normal ranges. We have a healthy influx of listings, up 8%. 2% more homes went under contract, and there were 7.5% more closings. Yet, we continue to see 3 times the price growth when compared to 2019. And if I return to our current month over month and year over year and just stop there, we are bleeding red. But the real story is buried in the green. Active inventory is up 30% month over month to 4,056 homes for sale, up from 3,122 last month and a historical low of below 2,000 just a few months ago in April. I mean, Denver's 3.3 million humans need more than 2,000, 3,000, or 4,000 homes for sale to satisfy demand. It's just that simple. Especially when strong demographics intersect with historically low mortgage rates and increasingly high market liquidity. I mean, people not only want to buy, but they have the means to buy. Yet, strong demand is being held back by increased prices and constricted supply across all industries, impacted by labor shortages, lack of raw materials, and trade restrictions. Housing is surely not exempt from these limiting factors. Green month-over-month active listings is alluding to hope that more balance is on its way. Yet, green double-digit annual close prices says that the balance may not arrive too quickly. The 11-county area experienced an annual increase in average close price of 16.4% to $624,903. An increase in median close prices of 17% to $540,000. CoreLogic, a national data aggregator, has Denver increasing 17% in true home price appreciation. I mean, they're leading the state in recapturing and exceeding home prices from the housing boom peak. Denver is now 94% above its home value peak in 2007. The second trend that stuck out is the fact that year to date, home prices over $500,000 are flying off the shelves compared to 2020 and 2019. With more homes at higher prices coming on the market, going under contract, and closing. So far this year, 108 times more homes over $1 million closed, 81% more homes closed between 750 and a million, and 44% more homes closed between 500 and 750. 46% of all homes sold this year to date were below 500,000. Yet only 26% of the buyers who closed in July did so for under 500,000. And the active and pendings for the lower price points were down too. In fact, year to date and closings were down 19%. Pendings were down 13% lower, and new listings were down 18%, all in the under 500 price bracket. I mean, the under half a million buyer is struggling to find a property in Denver. I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know. But would it help you to know that Colorado's not in the top 10 most expensive places to live? Places like California, New York, and Hawaii make up the top three, and other coastal state home buyers and investors are going to continue to see Denver as affordable, pushing prices up and challenging our first-time home buyers and entry-level buyers. As for the economy, at some point, the Fed will stop buying mortgage-backed securities. People will go back to work, loosening supply constraints, and the price of goods will soften. Interest rates will also increase. Until then, these incredibly and historically low interest rates are taking a little bit of the edge off. We have to be the loudspeaker for our buyers and sellers to take advantage of these low rates like a gift, because the cost of waiting will be painful, especially for our first-time home buyers seeking homes under the vanishing $500,000 price point. Well, that's a wrap for this month's Market Trends Update. It's my pleasure to keep you updated. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth Team of Fairway Mortgage.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories, get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.